Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Give a warm welcome to Ethan. Are you there?
Hello, yes, I am back now tonight. How's everyone doing?
And what's on the agenda for tonight, Ethan?
Let's talk about supernatural things. What's going down for Halloween this year?
Yeah, a lot of people are in the mood, for a lot of paranormal activities and stuff. And what are your feelings about that, Ethan?
I think a lot of people are getting ready for Halloween. There looks like they're getting all the haunted houses ready, and a lot of people are getting ready to be spooked. I think that for a lot of people during Halloween, the subject of witchcraft and ghosts and goblins and demons and different things like that. I think that all that stuff is coming really soon. I think that for a lot of people, they're going to be really spooked this year, with the spook alleys and everything. What's your feel on that, Roy?
Well, I think, a lot of that is people like things that are out of the ordinary. You know, that's why people are so fascinated with, the paranormal and even magic. I mean, why did Harry Potter do so well, in the theaters? And, people have always had a fascination with magic, anything that's out of the ordinary. And I feel that, people want to use their creativity and open their minds, to other, realities, other possibilities. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think for a lot of people, Halloween is one of those, it's only once a year, And I think a lot of people celebrate because they like things out of the ordinary. They continue every day, that's kind of like their hobby. You like things out of the ordinary, like astrology and tarot, witchcraft. I think it's all part of, it's all part of just entertainment, and it's all part of fun and everything like that, and everybody has fun with it.
Do you feel people are starting to become more connected to those, other energies, Do you feel that their minds are opening up? What are your feelings on that, Ethan?
Well, I think for a lot of things out of the ordinary, people are starting to see, their minds are shifting. And they're becoming more creative. Just like a lot of these movies that they've made, during Halloween, like Michael Myers, Jason Lives, Freddy Krueger, Hellraisers, The Omen, all these movies, that they're coming out with the movie industry, I think they're starting to come out with more and more things out of the ordinary, supernatural things. And people love things out of the ordinary, just like, when we did our hypnosis show, I just wanted to mention to everybody that we're both hypnotists. and tarot card readers as well. And I think it's all, you know, it's all part of entertainment. It's all everything out of the ordinary. Not very often you get to do those kind of things.
That is so true. And, you know, we noticed that, you know, once we started putting that energy out there with our hypnosis, you know, people were really, well, you know, they were surprised, you know, really amazed. You know, they wanted more. You know, it just opened up their mind because they've never seen, you know, how hypnosis is so fast, so effective. And these people who were in the trance, I mean, a lot of them couldn't remember anything. It's almost like they lost, you know, time, track of time. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think for some reason, I don't know what it is, but you have a lot of static in the background. Can you repeat that again?
I said that there are a lot of people, you know, when we had them under hypnosis, you know, they were amazed, you know, how effective hypnosis was and how a lot of these people who were hypnotized couldn't remember anything. They lost track of time.
Uh-huh.
And what's your feelings on that?
Well, I think it's like anything else. When you enjoy doing something, you lose track of time. Just like, you know, those vampires. They may not be really good vampires, but yet they're enjoying what they love doing, and they're not going to a job that they really don't want to be. And I think it goes along with any entertainment or anything that you put your heart into or your passion. Time just don't exist, it just goes by. And that's why I say, you know, this time of year, Halloween is the time of entertainment. It's time to let people know your talents, what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we were talking about, how people refuse you. I think a lot of it is, you know, you're gonna get those kind of people that's always gonna knock you down, but the trick is to get up and keep riding your bike and letting people know who you are and what you do, and keep continuing. And those people that want to pay will pay, and those people that don't want to pay, then you just move on to the next person that will pay. You just keep
talking
until you find the right person, you know.
That's true. I mean, that goes for anything really right now. I mean, if you want a job and there's a special job, you just keep knocking on them doors until you find that special job.
So I think something's coming. I think we've got to hang in there, you know, and try to do some spells or do something that we can to get these people moving, or, you know, or talk to somebody that can help or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's always options out there.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people just get discouraged and they just want to give up, you know.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, what are people going through? You know, with the economy, you know, with things that are, you know, with the money system, you know, a lot of it has to do with what kind of energy, you know, are they resonating with? You know, are they resonating with, you know, negative energy? In which, you know, they feel there is no hope, you know, everything's lost, that you're just wasting your time.
Exactly.
You resonate with the positive energy that tells you that there is hope, that things can improve, things can get better. You know, we just have to allow that to happen.
I mean, yeah, we got discouraged yesterday, but I think a lot of it, that's just part of, like you're saying, not being there. You know, they haven't been there that long. Your haunted house just opened up. We haven't done hypnosis for a long time. So it's all brand new for all of us, and I think we're all going to get discouraged, you know, once in a while, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like you say, the main thing is not giving up.
Uh-huh.
We just got to keep feeding them more positive energy and have them look at the big picture and not so much of the small picture.
And, you know, it's really interesting because it's like people who try out to play basketball or they try out to play soccer or they go into a karate tournament and they end up losing. And a lot of people get discouraged and they just give up. They say, oh, I can't shoot the ball or I can't kick the ball or I can't perform in the term karate tournament.
Yeah.
You know, I can't beat this guy. He's too good, you know.
Yeah.
But the question is, do you give up or do you just keep fighting? That's how you do win.
Well, I think a lot of it is you have to admit that, you know, that there's something that, you know, either you need to keep working with, you've got to change and look at it in a different way. You know, you have to work with all your creativity, you know, ask, like you say, asking people, finding out different ways of, you know, how to go about, you know, changing, you know, whatever that situation is. But I just want to invite all our listeners out there. You're welcome to call in tonight. You know, we're doing some free readings, and we'd be glad to put you on the air and help you with the reading tonight. So all our callers out there, call in tonight on area code 646-721-9720. Nathan, and what else would you like to share?
Well, we'd like to get some readings, and if anybody would like to call in, I just wanted to mention, too, that me and Roy can also help with people who want to stop smoking, drinking, past life regression. I know a lot of people like to talk about past life. And why is that, Roy? Why do people find past life so interesting?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, people in this reality or this life, they've always seemed to be, you know, intrigued by, you know, certain things, whether it be music, you know, whether it be movies, whether it be acting or singing or whatever. You know, why is it that people seem to have that fascination for certain things? A lot of it has to do with their past life, that was something that they did during that lifetime or many lifetimes before that. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think, you know, like you're saying, you were saying earlier today, that's how we're being affected by things, because of our past life. Because our past life plays a huge part in the role that we play now. And we played many roles according to the sacred contracts that we made agreements to. And with those roles, we've also played with what they call archetypes. And those archetypes basically also play those roles as well, whether we were rich or poor is what we choose, you know, what we chose.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say past lives have a big effect on our lives right now. And it's all in our subconscious minds, you know.
And what about the sacred contracts? You want to explain that a little bit more to our listeners?
Sacred contracts is basically agreements that we made before we came down here on Earth. They were agreements that we made prior to heaven on Earth. Mm-hmm. And we also were assigned different archetypes to actually help us as a tool to help us through any kind of trials that we may go through in life, you know, such as financial or marriage or health or whatever it might be. You know, we all had archetypes that were assigned to us to help us, you know, whether they were the shadow side or they were the light side. We have to learn to use them to our advantage until we reach our ascension and to so that we can overcome our sacred contracts.
It's so would you like, say that these archetypes in the shadow side, would you say that they are working against us?
I think a lot of them are, we're working mostly against ourselves.
Yeah.
I think they're assigned to us to help us more than work against us. I think that's the whole point is to learn how to work with them so that they can help us. Just like, you know, our guides and angels and our demons that were assigned to us as well. And I think a lot of people get the wrong ideas about demons and angels because we've been told, you know, from the media that they're something that's not good and something that religion has made up in our minds. You know, like we were talking about how we were all being mind programmed to believe all that. And it's up to us whether we want to become a victim to that energy or not. You know, that's part of the archetypes, the being a victim or being a rescuer, you know.
So are a lot of those same archetypes assigned to everyone?
Well, you know, let's put it this way. If you're on Earth and you're human, then you've been assigned an archetype because you have a soul. And a lot of these terrestrial beings that have come here on Earth, they don't have a soul. You know, like we were talking about, these alien half-breeds, they don't have souls like humans.
Right.
But yet they've been assigned as a sacred contract to come here to show us something, or to send us some kind of knowledge or message letting us know that they're out there and that they're coming and that this is not our world. We're just visitors here. And that we also have to remember that we are human beings having a spiritual experience in a physical body. And when we are the ones that decide what our destiny is. We are the ones that decide our future. And we are the ones that decide when it ends and when it begins. Because like you say, you know, quantum physics, we were all co-creators, you know, while we were sent to come here on Earth.
So would you say that we were programmed to believe other ways? I mean, just like, you know, history books, you know.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, you know, we're all here to learn from each other. It's just like people that have different belief systems, you know, you learn from them. You may learn something from them that they may not learn from you. And if they're not willing to accept your knowledge, then it wasn't meant for them to accept your knowledge. It was meant for them to accept somebody else that could give them knowledge, to break that mind programming, you know.
That's so interesting. I just wanted to say again out to our listeners, you know, we don't have any callers tonight. You know, feel free to call in tonight. If you'd like a free reading, we'd like to help you in any way we can, you know, with our readings. Call area code 646 1-800-721-9720. This is the guest call-in number. And what else do you have to share, Adrian?
Well, I just want to kind of mention a little bit about how magic plays a huge part in our lives and how magic.
And then we have our first caller.
Want to
go ahead and invite that caller on?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do some reading. Let's go to the 956 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi, I'm so lucky. Thank you for taking my call. This is
Hi,
Tony.
And what's your name and where are you from?
This is Tony. I was calling from Harlingen. I spoke with you about 2 weeks ago, except the line got cut off and we weren't able to finish.
We welcome you back to our show. How can we help you tonight?
Well, just if you could continue my reading.
Okay. And do you have a special question you'd like to ask?
Well, any type of changes for me that might be coming up for the following week or so, and I have been, you know, just any changes for me, positive changes, hopefully, in general.
Adrian, what are you getting?
What was your question again?
Like a general reading, any changes coming up for me in the following week.
Yeah, we can look into that for you.
Please.
Do you do a lot of affirmations every morning and tell your subconscious positive things or?
I do not.
Okay. Maybe you might want to start doing some affirmations to help to manifest wonderful things in your life. You know, what you're telling your subconscious mind, because your subconscious mind is always activating.
Mm-hmm.
And what you put in your mind is what you create. So, you know, how do you create something that brings you happiness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are more uptight now than they've ever been just because of this economy and this recession that we're going through. And we've been going through this recession for quite a while now, ever since Bush. And people thought that when Obama took over that people can just relax and things will get better. And it hasn't gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
So now people
mm-hmm.
are more uptight than they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're uptight about, you know, what they're going to lose. They're more uptight about money, stress in their family. You know, it's been affecting the whole nation. And I can see the effect, you know, and a lot of people can. But from what I see in your cards, it says in the middle of this month, you're going to be receiving some rewards. For hard work and past effort, a lot of things from your past, you'll receive rewards from that. Because don't you feel like you've been kind of the caretaker for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Like you feel like you're a caretaker, like you thought to take care of people.
Yes.
But you haven't really had much time to take care of yourself.
You're correct. I haven't. And I was just thinking about that this week. It's funny that you mentioned that you brought that up. I was just thinking I'd start doing things from me, buying things from me. I'm too busy buying things for everybody else except for me. I think twice about
that. Well, see, that's what we were talking about sacred contracts and about archetypes as the caretaker and the giver and the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you want to start working with your archetypes, is not be so much the caretaker, but start taking care of yourself. That is what the caretaker is to take care
mm-hmm.
of the self so that you can take care of others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that is one of God's great plans, I mean, his calling for you is to actually take care of other people and not be greedy, not be dishonest or anything like that. That's not the role that you play.
Mm-hmm.
If God puts you in that direction, then that would be the role that you play to fulfill your contract, you know. So we don't know why certain people do certain things to us, but they're paying off their debts. And sometimes those debts can affect our family members. Some of those debts can affect us. If we take upon that energy and not let it affect our family, then we don't have to see our family suffer. We'll suffer for our family. And I like one of the quotes that Jesus said in the Bible, in the scriptures. He said, "There's no greater man than to lay his life down for his own friends." That is a true saying, because what are we doing by sacrificing for our friends and our family?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, we're laying our life down. Mm-hmm. Because every day you feel like your energy is just being pulled out of you, and you haven't given back to yourself. You've taken so much energy, and you've made a lot of sacrifices for your family.
Yeah. I just want something
because
different.
Because they depend on you, right? They depend on you.
Now they are more. I do. Yeah, is there anything else? I've always asked about a relationship. I'm really... when it comes to relationship, I haven't had luck either. Is that going to change too?
It is. You know, it's just like I was telling my dad, I'm in a new relationship with this girl.
Oh,
and I love her a lot. And she's been too busy to spend some time with me. And I keep thinking it's me because of all the relationships I've had bad. But the bottom line is it me or is it them? The truth is, it's them. They don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just because they don't know what they want, but it's because they want their cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you know what you want, then you'll find what you seek. Like Jesus says, "Find me and you shall seek me."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's the same thing with your soulmate or your twin flame. "By me and ye shall see me," or "ye shall seek me," you know. So, if we seek our desires, isn't that what we'll find at the down of the dark tunnel that we go down, you know?
I agree.
We're being tested more now than we've ever been, especially the light workers. A lot of the light workers are being tested big time.
I just wanted to share something with you from looking at my cards.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been feeling a lot like you've had to make a lot of sacrifices?
Well, because I have to, not because I want to.
Okay.
Well, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, and
I go back to what Jesus was saying.
Do you do much praying or meditation at all?
Actually, just recently, I did. I'm gonna start taking some classes, like for church, adult classes. So hopefully that would help. That's gonna
because,
help me. Meditating.
I'm getting from my guide that you need to make more contact with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
That they're calling out for you.
Actually, I'm a big angel fan. I did have a little. I did take my angel.
Nathan, is that your background noise?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We were getting some background noise.
I heard it.
Okay. Main thing is, to continue to, meditate, pray, you know, with the angels that they're there to help you, that they're going to, you know, start giving you more guidance and help you so that you can, it's almost going to be like a new beginning for you.
Do you see, like, I'm in need of a vehicle. Do you see that pretty soon, or do I have to wait out a little bit more on that?
And say that again.
I'm actually, right now, I'm in need of a new car. Do you see getting a new car, or would I have to wait, or how much longer, you know? Do you see that happening for me soon?
I'm getting that once you start doing more meditation and prayer with the angels, that they're going to, you know, send you whatever you're desiring. It's almost like, you know, okay, here's a good example. My oldest son, he was after a new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And our mentor, the one who taught us hypnosis, said that there's a vehicle out there waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, you know, be patient because it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that
it's already in front of you.
Yeah, it's already trying to, it's already starting to come together for you. Manifest, yeah.
And that's one of the things that we were talking about in the Transformational Center.
Yeah.
I remember what they were saying about that it's already manifested because everything is happening now. We think that it's going to happen 2-3 years down the road, but actually 2-3 years down the road is already happening now, which means we're already going through the shift of consciousness. And you know, how do you know that Jesus is not already here on earth and we're all waiting for him? The Muslims are waiting for him. The Jews are waiting for him. But the truth is that the masters are already here.
Mm-hmm.
They're just waiting for their time, to reveal themselves. And they're already starting to reveal themselves to people. Have you noticed that people are starting to see more angels and UFOs and people have claimed to see the Virgin Mary?
Yes, actually that was where I lived. There was actually a sighting of an angel in the clouds. I thought that was pretty amazing.
That is so interesting. Both Adrian and I, we were together one day. We were doing some fishing not too far from where I live, and I told Adrian, look up in the sky, and there was two perfectly formed clouds like angels standing right next to each other.
Wow.
You know, in the sky.
Yeah, they're already here.
Yeah.
And the reason why they're already here is because we're getting so close to the shift.
Right.
And that everything is elevating to a higher frequency or higher consciousness.
Right.
A lot of people are still waiting for something to happen, you know, but they're already here.
I mean, if you're getting signs or visions or something, I mean, all that is just helping you to become more, you know, into that higher frequency, you know, resonating with that. You just have to keep continuing to keep getting more into that frequency, and that's going to lift you up to, you know, where you need to be so that you can start manifesting things at a lot faster rate. Right now, things are really moving really fast with manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had it happen to me and Adrian, you know, more than once. But a lot of us, we have to be careful what we think about.
because, you know, there was an apartment I really wanted and some housing. Not only did I just keep bugging them every day, I could have got into any kind of housing, but that was the place that I wanted, so that's what I manifested.
And see, the same thing can be done with the car, it could be done with relationships, it could be done with just about
anything. Yeah. There's no limit to what the subconscious can do.
No.
Well, I hope so.
The main, the main thing is it has to be done without a doubt.
People might think it's horseplay, but how could one person have so much power over one mind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a good example. If you can have this power with one mind, what can 100 minds do? What could 1,000 minds do? What could 100,000 minds do together? We could change this whole reality that we're all going through, you know, where people are seeing, you know, and hearing, you know, losses and jobs and money and all these other things. We could change this whole reality if everybody's mind would just shift.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no end to the subconscious. There is no end.
No.
I mean, I've seen what Chris Angel can do.
Yeah.
He's the only guy that would actually hang himself with hooks and be dragged across the air by a helicopter.
So then you think he changes for me pretty soon then?
Say that again, I didn't hear you.
That you do see changes for me soon?
Yeah, there is some huge changes coming your way. The main thing is, and I always tell a lot of people, we don't work alone. Remember to, you know, pray to, you know, your angels, your guardian angels, and, you know, to the ascended masters, whether it be Jesus or any of the other masters to help you so that, you know, you can get past whatever, you know, difficulties or all your needs and your wants and everything, and they will help you.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that happen in our lives, and we just want to let you know that we do have help out there. We just have to ask for it through either meditation or prayer.
I guess I'm going to have to ask for more help, a little bit more push.
Yeah.
Because I really am in need of a vehicle, and I'm just trying to figure out how.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll be amazed how fast things can change. I mean.
Do you ever use candles when you pray?
No, I don't use candles. I just pretty much pray in my mind when I'm, you know, at night. Or just.
Use a candle because the candle helps to bring in good energy as well.
What kind of candles? Any type of candle?
What would be a good color for her to light? What kind of candle, Adrian?
Well, it depends on what you want to bring into your life.
Are you after abundance? Are you after relationship? What is your...
Oh, like abundance and relationship. I've been single long enough.
So those would be two separate candles, wouldn't they, Adria?
Yeah, I mean, excuse me, you can light several different candles for different reasons. You can light a pink one and the pink and yellow candle.
Okay. And I just light
yellow will bring more brightness in your life, and pink will bring more love in your life.
And what does she need to do with these candles?
Well, every candle is different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Adrian, do you help out people on the side, or do you have a number where we can contact you for advice or anything?
Yeah, my number is, if you got a pen and paper, I'll give it to you.
Yes.
It's 801.
Mm-hmm.
604.
Okay.
1515.
That way, maybe I could, you could give me more advice on what other type of changes I can do, or, you know, hopefully.
I can give you advice on what kind of candles you need that will actually help you to get where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. So you were telling me it was yellow and pink, correct?
Yeah.
And I just turned them on, or?
Well, Adrian, I explained to you exactly, you know, step by step, what you have to do with these candles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you need to do, yeah. Because I'm really good with candle magic.
Oh, really? Maybe that's, I need a little bit of help.
And we've seen, we've seen some amazing results from these candles.
Really?
They're like working with crystals.
Yeah.
Maybe I will call you off the radio. I mean, because I really think I need some type of a little bit of push as far as, you know, the abundance and the relationship part.
Well, we all need a push, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think I'm doing good, things just don't go, you know, the way I would like for them to go, so.
Sometimes we all need a good kick in the butt.
Yeah.
Kind of guess where we need to go.
Yeah. But I guess I'll thank you very much for taking my call.
You are so welcome, and we hope that, you know, whatever we were able to share with you, you know, will help you.
Yes,
whatever
it
you're
always
taking.
Does.
And we're afraid to call Adrian.
Yes, I mean, like I said, I really do need a little bit of, I mean, of help, or a lot of help. I shouldn't say a little. I need a little bit of push, so things can manifest.
There's no, there's no coincidence why you called tonight.
Really?
The only way you're gonna get it accomplished is by sometimes being thrown in the water and swim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is, I mean, you're so right about the coincidence. Yeah, how about me calling
tonight? A lot of people are afraid of water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just one of those people that is just afraid of getting in and swimming.
Yeah. Well, anyways, thank you very much. And Adrian,
okay.
I'll be giving you a call sometime tomorrow if I'm able.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you. Have
you
a good
much.
Night.
Likewise.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.